Good afternoon. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century and distinguished lecturer emeritus from York College, City University of New York. I welcome you to this December 5th edition of Vantage Point in this holiday season on WBAI 99.5 FM. That's the Pacifica Network, of course, in collaboration with YCRadio.org. Well, today, it's going to be your show, me and you, exchanging ideas, the professor up on the soapbox. I'm going to tease out a number of issues for you to comment on. And we'll have the whole hour, I hope, for you to call in at 212-209-2877, in order to get your views and opinions on several issues, which I will talk about shortly. But first up, in this holiday season, what better gift, really, to give to ourselves and to our family and friends, and in fact, to the nation and the world, but to contribute to the Tower Fund? General manager and program director have alerted us to the reality that this Tower Fund is where all the power is in the tower. And therefore, we need people to aid and assist WBAI to continue to be able to contribute to its maintenance and upkeep, to keep us on the air and keep us on the air strong. That means that costs are going up, and therefore, you know, it's not just inflation, there are a range of other issues associated with it. But we want and are asking people in this season to give a gift to WBAI by supporting the Tower Fund. And you can make any contribution of whatever size would be appreciated. It can be 100 or 25 or 50 or 10 or 5, whatever you can contribute. Call your family and friends to do likewise. Let's really catch up with our obligations with the Tower Fund. The way to do that most immediately is by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950 to make your pledge. Or you can always go to give to WBAI. You can always go to give to, and that is literally the to WBAI. I'll be making a contribution, and I hope you will too. Very important that we continue to be able to be on these airways and do it strong. Again, I remind people, I'm just delighted to be on WBAI, but also just with our sister stations. I just did an interview this morning with Dr. Julianne Malvo, WPFW. We were talking about reparations just back from Evanston, Illinois. She's been on here as well, Earl Ofari Hutchinson from my sister station out in Los Angeles. So we got a good thing going here. There's some issues here and there and whatever, but we can get past those to do the fundamentally what is important, this fortress of resistance and transformation. So go to 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, or give to WBAI.org. Now, it's election day in Georgia. Everybody know that, right? Tomorrow is election day in Georgia. Now, we can't tell people who to vote for, but I got a hint. Y'all should vanquish the werewolf. That's right. We need to get rid of werewolves out here. There are people who want to be werewolves. We don't need no werewolves in the Senate. So pass the word on. We want to vanquish werewolves. Sprinkle some holy water, some crosses in their path, all that good stuff, if you will. On a more serious note, I just want to take a moment to give a tribute to a longtime friend. You've heard him on this network with me occasionally. Longtime friend and ally, Dr. MZ, Dr. Baba Ntongolizi Sanyika. Celebrated his 80th birthday yesterday. I was not able to join him and family and friends due to a previous obligation, but I just want to, since he listens every week, and as do people from across the nation, by the way, we have a large internet audience for Vantage Point. Just want to share, because there are many people who know him. So I just want to share the message I sent as follows. To my beloved friend, ally, and partner in the revolution, in quotations, MZ, Baba, Dr. Ntaganelizi Sanyuka. We join in celebrating your 80th birthday. That's right, 80 years young. As a milestone in your decades of extraordinary, exemplary contributions to the liberation of African people and humanity. As an esteemed servant leader, your extraordinary contributions as a political analyst and strategist and architect and premier proponent of community economic development are simply immeasurable. Contributions intentionally made behind the scenes. Dr. MT is always a behind-the-scenes worker, by and large. You don't hear a lot about him. A lot of people don't even know about him because he has made his contributions behind the scenes. Never, as I say here, out of the limelight without any thirst for recognition. Because, you know, you have a lot of leaders. They want the microphone every time you turn around. They want to be on the microphone. They have an appetite for it, an obsession for it. Not Dr. MT. So therefore, it remains for the movements, institutions, leaders, and nations that have benefited from your phenomenal body of work to bear witness and testify. And I can bear witness and testify that this brother has made an impact on nations and institutions and families that have benefited from a phenomenal body of work. So therefore, he's 80 years old, but you're not by any means finished yet. Therefore, as we celebrate your life and legacy on your 80th Kuzaliwa, which is birthday, we are blessed to know that there is more to come. Signed, yours in the victorious struggle, Dr. Ron Daniels. Yep. All right. Wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Ntaganelizi Sanyuka. Now, next, I want to quickly say something about a phenomenal calendar. There are calendars and there are calendars and there's calendars. I don't know, WBAI probably also has a calendar. But you heard me talk about this one before, and I'm actually going to be reaching out to the program director and, initially, because I think this is an excellent premium. I want to figure out a way to have this be a premium, and then I maybe want to do a special show in which I can do some pitching, and I like to pitch around things that I feel passionate about and know about and whatever. And pitching to me is hard, and I'm not that good at it. So I need some help. This Black Seeds calendar is something to behold. This year's, again, the theme is We Who Believe in Freedom. And it's hard to describe how beautiful it is. It just has dates in African history and leaders and all kind of very powerful information. Sometimes, I guess a couple of years ago, I actually ordered 50 of them and gave them as zawadi or gifts, because I believe in giving useful things out during the holiday season, particularly in terms of Kwanzaa. One year we also gave them as gifts to donors to IBW, just as a note of appreciation. But it's hard for me to just explain how utterly beautiful, but also informative they are. One hint is on the front, Renoko Rashidi, many people know him, is on the front page along with women warriors and also some other key leaders that are on the front. And I'm going to have one of the persons who is with this collective that has been working on this for almost a half a century now to be with me on the show. We've done it before. But just to get a look at what it's like, go to Black Seeds. Black Seeds at Netscape. That's not one of the more well-known of the addresses. It's like me, it's a Neanderthals back in the day. I'm still on AOL. BlackSeeds1@netscape.net. Go, take a look at it. I'm telling you, you will love it. It is so beautiful, so wonderful, and informative and productive. So I really want to promote this. And again, I'm going to see, can I persuade our development department that maybe we can have it as a premium. and I'll do a special show around Kwanzaa and something along those lines. And as a result, then we can use it as a premium, maybe packaged with some other items, if you will, in order to move it forward. Well, let's now go up on the soapbox and get your input. Again, I'll allow you to talk about anything you want to talk about, actually, in relationship to the season. There's lots of issues out there. I have about four or five I would prefer to talk about and get your opinions on, but I'm not going to limit it to that. If you have ideas that you want to share, because I enjoy having conversations with our audience. We put it on our promo. We send our promo out all across the nation. So 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. And the first topic I want to talk about is, I think we just need to say nay to yay. Y'all know about yay, right? And that's Kanye, the artist or the rapper formerly known as Kanye West is now known as Ye. And of course, we respect that. We had people who became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, and the artists formerly known as Prince and so forth. So I respect people's right to call themselves whatever they call themselves. What I don't respect is the way in which not only Ye has dabbled blatantly in anti-Semitism, he's also done a lot of anti-black stuff over the years. You know, a couple of years ago, brandishing the Confederate battle flag on his hat. And then most recently, hanging out with an overt Nazi and white nationalist. And this, I mean, it was so bad that this denial of the mass murder of children in one of the most horrific scenes, Alex something or other his name is, this is sort of beside the point. Even he was saying, well, whoa, this is going too far. So your ideas, what's up with Ye? I think we ought to say nay to Ye, but I also be honest about it, I think we need to pray for him. He needs prayer. He needs help. There's something going on with him. There's something, and he is, I understand, bipolar. So I've come down on him, but I also think he will get the help that he needs for healing. I think there's some deep-seated trauma, but he also is doing some very damaging things. And hanging out with the Orange Man, a.k.a. Agent Orange, and that ain't good because Agent Orange is not good. I mean, that's, you know, Agent Orange is deadly. And, you know, we really, really, really don't need that. So that's one of the issues I want to talk about. Give us a call at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Next, and I was on this morning with Dr. Julianne Malvo. We were actually talking about reparations and Marvin, absolutely incredible a symposium of local and state reparations initiatives, including a representative from the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice, where our dear friend Ryan Haggard is helping to lead a campaign to create a reparations task force. But we're people from over maybe 30 or 40 cities, over 100 leaders were there. And, of course, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee was there. People were pledging their support for H.R. 40. Areva Martin, whom you often see on CNN, a noted civil rights attorney. And also Erica Alexander, who from Living Single fame, but also has this powerful documentary out on the Evanston Initiative and reparations called The Big Payback. They were always all there. It was incredible. So I was there to talk to Dr. Malvo about that, but she opened her show by talking about homelessness or people who are unhoused, if you will. And you see homeless people, it is everywhere you go, under bridges and in parks and people in tents. And it's really heart-wrenching. But it's also more heart-wrenching that in a nation that claims to be one, the most powerful and most well-endowed in the world cannot solve the problem of giving people decent housing or a solution to helping people to recover and heal and do it in a dignified way, really marginalizing and stigmatizing and, you know, hoping homeless people will go away. We were talking about that. And so Mayor Eric Adams has announced a solution, but I want to know, do you really think this is a solution? Because essentially what he's saying is that people, if they're on, you know, on the subways or in various places and whatnot, they can just sort of scoop them up. And it's almost like a coercive treatment plan, a coercive way of trying to deal with the issue. Even though apparently there are not enough beds, there are not enough. And by the way, I mean, who wants to be in one of these barracks? You know what I mean? I mean, why can't we have, and I think Mayor Roz J. Baraka, we had some people on many, many months ago, where they've done a whole different kind of thing, you know, where to house people in a humane way. What about apartment units and housing for real? Not these. So I'm a little concerned. I mean, I know there's a real effort and it's well-meaning, and maybe it's the right thing to do. Maybe it will work. But what about your opinion about Mayor Eric Adams' policy on the homeless? Give us a call at 212-209-2877. And it's wide open, by the way. You can call right now and you will get you on the air to share your view. And again, I created this space to make sure, because very often we don't have enough time. And then sometimes when we do have time, you know, the callers call late and then we have to rush off. So today we're going to see how it rolls, or if it works, fine. If not, we won't do it again. We'll just do our interviews and not open the phones for people to chat and to give their perspectives. But I enjoy this as much as anything. In fact, I really enjoy it. So that's another issue. Now, another issue that I want to talk about and get people's perspective on is the assault on LGBTQ plus folk. After the mass shooting that took place at the Q Club, which was a space, if you will, a club for LGBTQ plus folk. The right wing media, particularly Fox News, went crazy. I mean, they just talked about trans people and lesbian and gay people. I mean, it's just like terrible. I mean, there's an increasing attacks that are taking place, particularly on transgender people. In fact, there's a suspicion that this attack in North Carolina, this tower, may have been in order to put out the lights at an event that was being held by trans people all across the country. I mean, it's all in general, but particularly trans people are just being hammered and insulted and brutalized. My question is, why? Why is this happening? I mean, what's your opinion about it? Why should human beings of any sexual orientation or preference be exploited and brutalized and marginalized like this? Phones are open for your perspective at 212-209-2877. Why is this happening? And what is it that we should do about it and can do about it? 212-209-2877. Again, the phones are wide open and waiting for your calls. I only got one more issue to talk about, so I hope y'all call in here soon and start these conversations up. 212-209-2877. The professor on the soapbox today, opening up the phones for conversations on a number of issues. Finally, speaking of reparations, and perhaps this is an issue that may be controversial, I'm just interested in people's perspectives, because there are In fact, it was an interesting program out in Providence, Rhode Island, which is it's interesting because they give reparation to everybody. It's called reparations, but everybody seems to be eligible, even including white folks. But I'm particularly interested in Native Americans, indigenous people. We just came off of the so-called Thanksgiving. I called it Black Thanks. It was, and then there was the so-called Columbus Day. I called it an Indigenous Peoples Day, and many of you joined in that. The issue is, should Native Americans receive reparations? Have they already received reparations? Or the question is, should they be the same as African Americans? Should they be conflated? Should they be in the same pool? Or is there a way in which Native Americans should be supported and others should be supported? But the question is, what does that look like in relationship to black people in this country? So let's get into it. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's go to our first caller. Good afternoon. You're on with the professor on the soapbox.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes. I am disappointed to hear outlets like WBAI just promoting this Kanye West. I mean, why is everybody going around quoting a guy who has obvious mental problems? And besides that, what power does he hold? I mean, there's a bunch of people who hold much more power, have much more virulent views than him, and are actually putting them into effect. And when all these media outlets focusing on Kanye West and him ranting and raving about whatever, you know, is just a diversion. And
question is, there's a basic question, and I understand what you're saying. First of all, he has a huge following. The question becomes, is there any value to when you hear something saying something? That is to say, when there's a homophobic slur or a racist slur or sexist slur, speaking out on it. I mean, that's just a basic question. Should we in fact say people to cease and desist? Basic question.
No, Kanye. People can't figure out that this guy is apparently. I give him the benefit of the doubt. He's not in control of his mind, and he's like no other. He's like any other guy in the subway who's lost his mind, is ranting about one, you know, person or a group of people as another. And why are people covering him like he has some kind of power to institute anything?
Words hurt, his words can hurt people, but there are people who are recruited into organizations, particularly in this area where you have so many white nationalist militias and so forth, who are in fact listening to people like Kanye, and they ain't just listening, they're going out and doing things like January 6th or attacking people. That's the problem.
The media is promoting this guy unnecessarily. He has mental problems.
Oh, I said that. I mentioned he is bipolar, and I say he does need help, and then we pray he gets the help he needs.
Anybody is ridiculous. People got to use their heads. They hear somebody talking nonsense, you know, by the music, but you don't have to listen to him.
The reality is people do listen to him, and they listen to...
Well, that's their fault. You got to be...
Hold on. People are listening to people that I would never want to listen to and take seriously, but the fact is people are listening to them, and they are acting on it by going out and attacking and assaulting people and actually killing people because they respect people like Ye. That's the point. Well, and we have to deal with it. But you're right. There's a larger question of the systems of violence in this country and so forth. That is true.
They just prosecuted Alex Jones and broke him financially because, you know, he was expressing an opinion. So if Kanye West says something and somebody goes and does something that's illegal, that's against the law to begin with, and if he's a part of that in some way, then prove it and take him to court.
All right, okay, we got your opinion, and we appreciate it. Others can call at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor.
Good afternoon. Is this me?
Yes, it's you.
Thank you. Yes. Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes.
I just wanted to say something really quick about the so-called mayor's new policy about how to take care of or handle people who may be causing an issue for other people on the train specifically or in public. I think that, you know, the mayor was a police officer, and I think once a police officer, always a police officer. I did vote for him because of the alternative, and so far on my card, he's scoring a big fat zero in every area of what he's in charge of. And what the mayor needs to do is help people and give them assistance and provide assistance for them, whatever kind of assistance that might be. Because we do not help people by simply arresting them and forcing them to go to wherever he intends to send them. And the ACLU is on this. And as a New Yorker and as a BAI listener of 45 years, I really think that the listeners and some of the producers should really get together and do some actions against the mayor, not only for this, but for what he's doing to the Department of Education. But I'll keep it short because I hope there are listeners waiting to get on. But I just wanted to make that statement. I don't think he's intrinsically interested in helping anybody but his own self. Have a good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And the other thing I think it's important to notice, and we talked, I threw my two cents in with Dr. Malvo this morning, is that, you know, what we're seeing, first of all, you need a holistic approach. A holistic approach. There's not enough affordable housing in the city. There was a time, and by the way, it is because of the public policy of certain political philosophy, particularly the conservative right-wing philosophy that for years promoted privatization, and the decimation of the public space, public hospitals, attempting to curb public universities, public services, including mental health services. Been decimated. There's no. I mean, so you're now asking police officers and everybody else to pitch in and deal with people who have not all of them, but a significant number of them have mental challenges, have mental health issues that ought to be treated, not with a police solution, but with care, with mental health treatment. System's decimated, and so. It's like a revolving door. Even people go in and they come right back out because the system is not. We need to build out the infrastructure for mental health treatment and for drug addiction and various other kinds of illnesses. But that's not everybody. Some people are there because of bad fortune and because the housing market is insane and they've lost the ability to actually afford to live in a to live. And we need to build out public housing. And it should be housing, not shelters, not these barracks. I mean, that's not humane. That's not, you know, and so I don't understand why we can't muster the resolve to get this. I mean, in L.A., I mean, this the same place has been there for years and years and years. And so, I mean, we've got to do something about this. It's both a local problem. It's both a national problem. But there's got to be a more humane way of dealing with this. But, you know, again, so I just wanted to bring this to our attention because it was, to me, disturbing that this seems to be the only way. But it is a problem. You go everywhere. People are on the bridges and in parks and whatever. So, anyway, appreciate your comment from our previous callers and the caller before that. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor. You're on the soapbox. Hello? Oh.
Hi.
I thought we had... Yeah, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm a very long-time listener, over 60 years. I'm 92 years old. I just want to repeat all the negative things Eric Adams has done and is still doing. I think he's a total zero. And his homeless policy is cruel. I just wanted to make that statement because I'm so disappointed in every single area, his education, his crime, his everything. I think he's a total zero, and I think he has issues, mental problems, and I hope he can, you know, come through. But right now, he's a total zero, and that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you, and congratulations on being 92 years young. Congratulations to you, and thank you for being a WBAI listener for a half century or so, or 60 years. We really appreciate it. And by the way, don't forget the Tower Fund, the Tower Fund, the Tower Fund. We need people to support the Tower Fund. Make a contribution of any amount for the Tower Fund, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, or go to givetowbai.org. Others can call us at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Commented, I made some comments on Kanye, or the artist, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, and the issues that he is dealing with. We also have been talking about the homeless policy of Mayor Adams, but also the attack, the vicious attack on LGBTQ folk, particularly in the right-wing media, and trying to get some understanding of why that's happening and what it is we can do about it, and the issue of whether or not Native Americans should receive reparations. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening, Doc? Listen,
would you speak up a little bit, please?
Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Now you're a little low. Speak up a little louder.
Well, this is good as it gets.
All right. Well, now it's better. It's better. Go right ahead.
All right. Now, what simply to the point, the mayor's, the gist of what he said, it was just a blur that I heard. What most people heard that one, and what was being projected is, A, this whole thing about you have the right to not be medicated on site, that's a myth, and we're fitting to fix that. That was my impression of what he was presenting. So in other words, you're going to roll up on people who are homeless and just immediately medicate them there on site. Now, even if they're with a mental health professional, they're going to conduct a full workup on this individual in 30, 40 seconds and, you know, then frisk them, whisk them away or whatever. I understand all that, but, you know, it's not understandable, to be honest, to the point. You can't just medicate, because, and what most listeners are not absorbing is that them today, you tomorrow. You can't just roll up on people, and that was the main offensive objective of what he was trying to sell was, okay, you know, contrary to what is you're made to understand, if we proceed, I understand if somebody's there lashing out and spitting and carrying on or something, but if they want to conduct their little mini assessment and all of a sudden you got a needle hanging out your arm, you know, just, you know, because you might not agree with what they're saying and you're being civil, how does that fly? And you, the listener, understand. That's them today, trying to laugh, right? Guess who's tomorrow? The minute he just roll up and, oh, well, we thought that, you know, you needed a little bit of help with this needle. That's what he was saying. That was the gist of it. Everything else you spoke about, where it should stand, is quite clear. But at any rate, nah, man, you're not just medicating people on site, you know, and you think it ends there? You really think it ends there, listener?
Yeah. Well, that I'm glad to hear your perspective on this, and I don't know. I don't know whether we might get the mayor on one of these days to answer some questions or not. I don't know, but clearly this is disturbing. It is a big issue, but people should be treated humanely.
Thank you. And there's certain people who just look nuts to certain people. So then the minute that, and we all grew up, a lot of us, looking a certain way while we behave civilly. But we look a certain way. And everybody who the case was later presented to also looked a certain way. so it was easy to treat that looker a certain way. And you think that this is not regression? You got another thing coming in your
arms. I hear you, my brother. All right. Thanks much. Appreciate your call. Others can call at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. I hope there are people who are advisors to the mayor who are listening and who will get this message through to him on these various issues and the disappointment that people are expressing with his policies thus far. People who voted for him as a alternative to something that could potentially be worse, though, as again, people are very disappointed, and that's coming through loud and clear. 212-209-2877. Let's go to our listening audience once more. Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes. What I'd like to say, I actually have a comment about three issues, but I'm going to keep it very brief.
You can talk about all three. Take your time. We got time.
Okay, great. The thing about Kanye is that the caller who called about Kanye got exactly what Kanye wanted, which is attention. You have focused too much attention on him. If we just take the attention off of him, but I mean, everybody has an opinion, good or bad, right or wrong, and so they feel they have to express it. Now, we have a person who talked about Kanye being ill. We have a person who talked about the Mexicans being racist and how they were going to build a border and how they grabbed the you-know-what and all that. But they never called that person ill. They never called them mentally ill. They just called them maybe evil, but never ill. Okay, and the thing also I want to express about the mental...
Well, let me just go back on this point. I stand corrected if I'm wrong. I think, and this is not ill in any negative or pejorative way, but I think I'm correct in saying that that Kanye is bipolar. Now that isn't, you know, that we're not, I don't see ill in that sense being negative. I mean, I think we have to take the stigma out of the fact that if people have a mental condition, that it's somehow negative. It needs to be treated. So I may be wrong, and I stand corrected if I am wrong on that. But I think I've heard that he is bipolar.
What I was saying is I'm not disparaging the whole mental illness. I just want to bring up mental illness. I want to put it on whoever it belongs on. You know, when we talk about Donald Trump, we never talk about him in the vein of him being mentally ill.
I do. He's deranged. I don't even mention his name. I call him the Orange Man, a.k.a. Agent Orange. But go right ahead.
Okay. And also, this thing about the transphobic people, you know, the war on trans people, it's just, right. You know, a third a tear in the iceberg. You know, I mean, they're coming for everybody. You know, they just happen to be the flavor of the day, of the time. You know, I mean, we're on it. We're on the list. You know, monkeypox, all of that stuff. It's just, you know, it's a wave, and they're just caught up in the wave. It's just, you know, and we should do something about it. But I just feel that's what it is. And I think one more thing about the medication is I think that people are over medicated. The people who prescribe the medication, I don't think they really, and this is an assumption, have the interest of the patient at heart. As much as the profitability, many of the homeless people or the people, you know, with problems, I feel are over-medicated. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much for your very thoughtful comments and contributions to the conversation. Really appreciate you joining us immensely in terms of people calling in with their perspectives. I like this part of the show of people giving their views on different issues and whatever. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's see, do we have another caller? Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Yeah, okay. I can remember Eric Adams once said the mistake the city made was closing down Willowbrook. Now, Willowbrook was nationally known to be a very destructive place for people that needed help. So for him to say we need to have another hospital like Willowbrook, hey, that's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, I agree. Daughter. Yeah, but I do think that what is missing is and because back in the day there were, you know, the people used to be compelled to go to all kinds of tuberculosis, and people could just snatch you up, or somebody could just sign you in, and all kind of stuff like that. But we do need 21st century mental health clinics that we don't have. They're not out there, and they should be there to give people the treatment that they need. And right now we don't. In fact, the jails and the prisons are, you have maybe somebody on site to, you know, to look at people and give them a little counseling, and then it's not sufficient. People really need help, and we should not be stigmatized by that. There's no shame. Mental illness is not voluntary. It's not, people don't act. People don't want. I mean, it's a disease, and you have to treat it as a disease. And I don't say that negatively. If you have alcoholism, or if you have diabetes or whatever, you have to treat it with the appropriate counseling, and if there are medications, hopefully it's not over medicating and all those kind of things, but you have to treat it. And we have lots of people walking around wounded and who are hurt and who are traumatized. And I mean, living in America at certain levels is traumatizing damn near every day. And it will drive you crazy, frankly, so to speak. But that infrastructure was totally decimated by the right-wing assault on public institutions and the public space, privatizing and profitizing everything. By privatizing, I mean making profit off of everything. And so you don't have the infrastructure out there, the human service safety net that is really sufficient. And it is a shame that in these United States of America, we have so many unhoused people, you know, who are just having to live, you know, in the streets, and you know, it's terrible. It's horrible, and it needs to be addressed, and we need to keep raising our voices about it. But doing harm to people and coercing them is not the solution. Okay, let's see. Do we have another caller? 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Don't forget the Tower Fund. The Tower Fund, our general manager and program director and development director are urging us to keep the tower, to contribute to the Tower Fund, so that we can continue to have quality programming and without interruptions, because sometimes the tower is down, it has to be repaired and all these things. So a good gift during this season would be to make a extra contribution, a sacrificial commitment to WBAI by contributing to the Tower Fund. You can do that by calling 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, or go to, on the internet, give2wbai.org. Let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor.
Good afternoon. I can speak to you.
Good afternoon.
All right, this is Jake from Harlem. Two things. One, I really like that the previous lady mentioned pharmaceutical gear and the industry, and I'm just going to expand a little further, but their influence with the commercials, their money, I mean, there's definitely profit over people. We know the benefits, or, you know, that, you know, certain medications can have, but that doesn't, that usurps the fact that they are a major this force, and it's not, and when it comes to just not allowing all the different ways that we as humans can and should be able to be treated. Ayurvedic medicine, naturopathy, nutrition.
Absolutely.
They don't speak of any of this. And if you do, you're a quack, you're a this, you're that. Get up out of here. If you got all types of accolades and accomplishments and the mainstream medicine from whatever institution, then they'll attack that. And I understand what's wrong with people in America, but for the most part, I understand some of the issues and reasons in terms of propaganda and how influential and impacting it can be. But we are really dumbed down, and part of that is because of the GMO, the medicines, and so forth and so on. So I'm saying all that to come around to this whole thing about the mental health, mental health. I just don't understand that term, but the mentally disabled or impaired for whatever reason, but they should, and they run into medicine, and pushing that on them, and, or any one of them, and that includes everyday people we work with, talk to, live with, and everything too. That's not necessarily the answer. No, it's not the answer, and it certainly isn't the best answer. You know?
All right. Well, I agree. There are an over reliance on drugs and these prescriptions. We need doctors who have a holistic approach, and that includes everything that you said: nutrition, homeopathic solutions, and diet, exercise. There are many, 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 many ways to treat other than automatically going to medication. And you, I just interesting. You just watch the commercials on television, and you know, all of a sudden, you there's this drug and that drug, and they're hammering. To be honest about it, when I hear with the side effects, it scares the living hell out of me. I had to go one time. I had prostate. I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and they wanted me to take some medication. And when I read all the side effects, I said, I don't want to take this. And I eventually did take it because it was minor, actually, the number of people who get affected, but just what it could do to you, was problematic. But I consulted with my primary physician first. And, my primary physician is not one who goes to medication first. In fact, there are various areas in which he's done diet, and they've done a lot of stuff with me in terms of diet and nutrition that has been helpful. And so I totally agree. We need to have a holistic approach, and we have doctors and nutritionists and people out there who can help us in that regard. Let's continue to see whether we have additional callers at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's see. Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor.
Thank you, Professor. I'd like to thank you for having that caller. He opened my eyes about the police rolling up on someone, and it already happened in Colorado. The police came up on that poor kid who played violin for the animals in the shelter, and they injected him with ketamine, and they did it right on the spot. They killed him. But the trouble is, the defund the police crowd, they want this outcome. They want psychiatrists on the scene injecting people while they're being arrested. Hell is paved with good intentions. The reason they closed those state institutions is because 40% of the state budget was going to holding people in confinement because the country was going crazy. The state was going crazy. You know what's really a disease?
Wait a minute. I can't allow you to get away with this notion that defund the police advocates want to actually see people being injected on the site. That is absolutely not true. What defund the police folk are saying is that instead of investing so much in policing, which has been demonstrated in some instances to be more harmful than helpful, take some of those. And I just had an example. I was at a reparations conference in Evanston, and we got a report from San Francisco, and they took a significant amount out of the budget from policing, and they invested it in all kinds of social services, including services for mental health and counseling, but not snatching people and injecting them. That is not a fair characterization. I'm sorry. That's not what defund the police advocates stand for.
You see that as an outcome, and they inject people with chemicals. But Professor Daniels, I'd like to ask you, what do you think about the government working with Facebook and Twitter to suppress information and deny us a president? Is that a threat to democracy?
To deny us a president? What do you mean by that?
Well, the FBI and Twitter suppressed true information about this guy's son, Hunter Biden, in order to keep Trump from being president, like Nixon was trying to do. Do you feel that you're on the side of the people who are denying us democracy? That's a real threat to me.
Well, I think it's the other way around. I think that Twitter and some of these public, by the way, free speech is not unlimited. I mean, there is the proverbial, you cannot cry fire in a crowded theater when there is not such thing. I mean, so it's not, there's no, there are no, this, limits need to be placed on hate speech and things of that nature. And, you know, Hunter Biden was an addict. He was having his own issues, and somehow or another people want to take his addiction and criminalize it and weaponize it to use it against Biden. And I don't agree with that. I mean, he was a man who has had, just like we're talking about, not just being empathetic, but understanding a disease and how it needs to be treated. And by the way, and I learned this in dealing with police diversion programs, relapse is a part of recovery, particularly when it deals with addicts. Relapse is normal, unfortunately. And so you have to keep working with it and working with it and working with it until the person finally, you know, comes out of it and then will not relapse. But that's a part of it. So I'm not with this whole notion of denying the orange man, a.k.a. Agent Orange. And by the way, anybody who wants to terminate the Constitution needs to be figuratively terminated because of the threat that they pose. And we saw that certainly on January 6th in terms of what these white nationalist forces represent in terms of a danger to democracy and a danger to, you know, all kinds of people, including the assault and attack unabashedly on people of color and LGBTQ plus people that we're seeing. You know, I'm not down with that proposition. We need to find ways to curb that kind of quote unquote free speech. Let's see. Do we have one final caller? One final caller. Good afternoon. You're on the soapbox with the professor.
Good afternoon, Ron. This is your sibling broadcaster, Bob Lederer from Harlem, and excellent program today. Good conversations, and I especially appreciate your lifting up the issue of the ramping up of attacks on the LGBTQ plus community. And I co-host a program here on WBAI Tuesday at 8 called Out FM, which looks at LGBTQ plus issues from a progressive perspective. And we've been covering a lot about the fact that, to answer the question you pose as to why is this happening, that this is part of a recurring cycle in U.S. history where oppressed groups who get organized, assert themselves, and fight for their rights then become the objects of organized backlash. And in this case, just as, of course, the black community has, the Latinx community, immigrants, women, we can go down the list. But it's all highly financed by right-wing think tanks and wealthy people and foundations. And it's aimed at gaining a constituency, which first and foremost is about their racist agenda. Right. And the trans issue, the anti-trans issue, is a way of mobilizing all in and of itself against trans people and against gay and lesbian people, definitely as part of that whole distorted view of gender, what they consider appropriate gender roles, which is a complete invention on their part. But it's also very much about building a constituency to attack people of color and immigrants.
Right.
And whatever issue they can use opportunistically to maneuver that way, they're going to do that. And
right.
I just want to end on a very optimistic note about the movement that's out there.
We've got about 30 seconds. You have a program,
you.
So you know I got to go by 30 seconds.
No, I hear you. I just want people to know there's a strong movement led with a lot of leadership by black trans people to fight back in Brooklyn just shortly after George Floyd was murdered. There was a rally of 10,000 people saying black trans lives matter too, and
right.
It was in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, not in opposition.
Absolutely.
In fact,
right.
Queer people are in leadership of the Black Lives Matter movement. So
right.
Just wanted to mention that. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. Really appreciate it. All right, folks. Well, again, really enjoyed it. And you called in. So I'm optimistic about doing this again and having these kind of conversations. Let me find them and say, don't forget the Tower Fund. Go to give2wbai.org and make a contribution to the Tower Fund. Or you can call 212-209-2950. This is the professor. We will see you again next week here on Vantage Point.